tell her one more time.
One more time.
There they go, one more time. From the Million Dollar Survey, 29 minutes past 11.
Freddy Winston.
That's me from now to one. Be a couple. Bye.
When the music stops on WOLF, that's news.
This is Jim Davies reporting WOLF Bannerline News on the half hour. Two Troy brothers convicted of murder, one gets death, the other life. Supreme Court says no dice on deleting words under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Unconfirmed reports that Congo rebels have laid down their arms. Washington says first negotiations with the rebels unsatisfactory. 44 dead in tragic airliner crash near Rome. Syracuse weather in brief, cloudy with a few snow flurries tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow, a low tonight of 28 degrees, high tomorrow 36, airport temperature 38, it's now 39 degrees at WOLF Radio Park. It's 11:30, you're in the middle of the fourth hour of the Freddie Winston Show. Next news at 55, next Bannerline news in 1 hour. Bulletins any moment on WOLF Syracuse, New York. This is Jim Davies, WOLF Global News, up to the minute when seconds count.
I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a tip.
Degrees? No, it isn't either.
It's now 39 degrees at WOLF Radio Park.
And by George, it's cold outside. Well, actually, it's warm for this time of the year. And don't forget the Classic Hour follows 5 minutes of the latest with Jim Davies reporting. And we'll be back with the Classic Hour and, of course, our regular nightly talk about Potsdam, New York. Good old Potsdam. Really, you know, I love Potsdam. It's a nice town. I'm gonna have to spend a year there some weekend. I'll see you later.
This is Jim Davies. I have news for you.
WOLF.
It's 11:55 p.m. Monday, November 23rd. This news, the service of the Marines. Troy, the death sentence was handed to one Troy man today and a life imprisonment to his younger brother. WOLF correspondent Ed Clancy reports from Troy.
Only 40 people were on hand shortly after 6 tonight when the jury came in with a sentence for Richard and Edward LaBelle, the Troy brothers who were convicted of first-degree murder 1 week ago today by this same jury in the rape-slaying of 15-year-old Rosemary Sney of Cohoes. There have been the hundreds in the hall after they went in to deliberate. District Attorney Pierce Russell had walked out moments before to get a breath of air, then was hastily summoned back. The defendants were led into the courtroom at exactly 6 p.m. The jury took their seats in the box at 3 minutes later. All were stone-faced as they took their places. Foreman Louis Eldro stood and read the sentence of death for 26-year-old Edward LaBelle, then life for 23-year-old Richard. Edward's expression never changed. Richard looked relieved, but had his hand over his eyes. A soft sob came from where the LaBelle's sister, Mrs. Lillian Bailey, was sitting. Mrs. Sney, the mother of the murdered girl, was dry-eyed today. Afterwards, she told WOLF News in the hall that God is just, a life was taken, take one to pay for it. District Attorney Pierce Russell told WOLF News he thought justice was done. In the courtroom, both defense attorneys waived motions. The prosecution had no motions. The official verdict of the court will be handed down Friday at 10 a.m. This is Ed Clancy in Troy, New York. Back now to the WOLF Global News Center.
The Empire State, the U.S. Supreme Court, turned back today in an attempt to delete the words under God from the Pledge of Allegiance recited in the New York State's public schools. One of the two Staten Island parents who originated the case says he has asked his attorney to file for another hearing. The High Court's rejection upheld earlier state court decisions which refused to delete the words. Several hundred Vietnamese students barricaded themselves inside a private school in Saigon today in protest against the draft. Police who tried to open the main gate of the five-story building were met by a barrage of stones and articles of furniture. Several foreign teachers, including one American woman, were held by the students, apparently as hostages. The Congo government radio in Leopoldville says Stanleyville rebels are reported laying down their arms in response to an appeal from from Congo President Jombe, but there is no confirmation of the broadcast. And from Nairobi, Kenya, reports are pessimistic about negotiations between the U.S. diplomats and the rebels for the safety of 1,000 white hostages held by the rebels. The rebel demand remains that the government halt its drive on the rebel capital of Stanleyville. A delegate who went to Africa on behalf of the Canadian government to negotiate for the freedom of 33 Canadian hostages, Robert Thompson, was pessimistic today. Back home in Alberta province, he told newsmen that he considers the outlook for the hostages very grim. He said he's afraid that as military pressure builds up, rebel authority will break and radical elements will take over. Trans World Airlines has issued a preliminary report on today's jetliner crash in Rome that took 44 lives and injured 29. The airline says the plane had begun a normal takeoff, but developed difficulty in one engine. The pilot used brakes and reverse thrust to try to stop. The right wing struck a parked road grader and fuel exploded. Nightclub operator Jack Ruby told a Secret Service agent why he avenged the assassination of President Kennedy by killing Lee Oswald. Ruby told the agent, "I guess I just had to show the world a Jew has guts." This sidelight on the Kennedy assassination appears in one of the 26 volumes of testimony taken by the Warren Commission and made public today. WOLF time check 1.5 minutes before 12 midnight.
A woman officer in the United States Marine Corps. That's the important and challenging opportunity that is yours as a college graduate or undergraduate. Superior training, executive responsibility, and the opportunity to serve and share a proud tradition as a Marine officer. See your Marine representative today.
When the eagle flows at anchor of the United States Marine.
It's 11:59, just 1 minute ahead of the Freddie Winston Show, Part 5. Syracuse weather, cloudy, possibly a few snow flurries later tonight, a low tonight of 28 degrees, partly cloudy with a little change in temperature tomorrow with a high of 35 to 40 degrees. Relative humidity is 76%. The winds out of the west at 9 miles per hour, barometer 30.39 and rising. Airport temperature 38. It's now 39 degrees at WOLF Radio Park. Where it happens, when it happens, you'll hear it first on WOLF Syracuse, New York. This is Jim Davies speaking for the Marines from the WOLF Global News Bureau. That's all the news, and you know it.